coming to you from the center of forgotten America on a big day, the day after the circus with Bob Mueller leaves D.C. This is the Steve Guber Show. God bless America. I'm Steve Guber. Here are the three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a lot of good news for President Trump and Republicans this week and today. For example, immigration is now the number one issue for people asked, and it's garnering record numbers. Number two, a federal U.S. district judge rejects allegations of racketeering against President Trump and his family. And in her ruling, the judge basically called the lawsuits against them all to be bogus. And number one, the biggest win of all came at the expense of a tired and confused former special counsel, Robert Mueller. Embarrassing, really. Robert Mueller has testified more than 600 times in front of Congress, served this country 13 years as the director of the FBI, was a U.S. attorney, led men in war in Vietnam, and was awarded accommodations for that. But yesterday, a tired, confused, sometimes rambling and incoherent Bob Mueller was on full display for all to see. A terrible day for Democrats, a worst day, I believe, for Bob Mueller, but a good day, if you will, for Nancy Pelosi. A good day for Nancy Pelosi because she won't have to worry about pursuing impeachment any longer. Despite the calls from some members of Congress, it puts people like Alyssa Slotkin, the freshman member of Congress from my district, the 8th Congressional District in Michigan, it puts her in a tough spot. You see, Alyssa Slotkin's like more than 20 other freshman Democrats. They won in districts carried by Donald Trump. And now the voters are going to have to evaluate what have the Democrats done since they got the reins of power, besides continue with this endless Russia investigation culminating yesterday with Bob Mueller. I need to replay for you one piece now, just so you understand how bad it was for Bob Mueller. He came out and Jerry Nadler got him to admit that, no, the report did not exonerate Donald Trump. No, it did not say there was no obstruction and no collusion. But here's how bad it got, and got bad quickly. I want to go to Bite 3A. It's with Doug Collins, the ranking Republican. It's long. But in order to understand how things went so far off the road yesterday for Democrats, you have to hear this piece. It is 3A. 3A. Go.
In the colloquial context, known public context, collusion and conspiracy are essentially synonymous terms, correct?
No.
If no, on page 180 of volume 1 of your report, you wrote, as defined in legal dictionaries, collusion is largely synonymous with conspiracy, as that crime is set forth in the General Federal Conspiracy Statute 18 U.S.C. 371. You said at your May 29th press conference and here today, you choose your words carefully. Are you sitting here today testifying something different than what your report states?
Well, what I'm asking is if you can give me the citation, I can look at the citation and evaluate whether it is.
Okay, let me just be clarified. You stated that you would stay within the report. I just stated your report back to you. And you said that collusion and conspiracy were not synonymous terms. That was your answer, was no.
That's correct.
In that, page 180 of volume 1 of your report, it says, as defined in legal dictionaries, collusion is largely synonymous with conspiracy, as that crime is set forth in General Conspiracy Statute 18 U.S.C. 371. Now, you said you chose your words carefully. Are you contradicting your report right now?
Not when I read it.
So you would change your answer to
no,
yes, then?
No. If you look at the language.
I'm reading your report, sir. It's a yes or no answer.
Page 180.
Page 180, volume 1. Okay. This was from your report.
Correct. And I leave it with the report.
So the report says, yes, they are synonymous. Yeah.
So it took us that long to get back around to, he has no idea what was in the report. That's the sad takeaway for Bob Mueller. Bob Mueller was nothing more than a figurehead with a herd of rabid Democrats working for him, led by Andrew Weissman. Andrew Weissman, a prosecutor with a long history of prosecutorial misconduct, bad behavior. In fact, he has had cases set aside by the U.S. Supreme Court. 9-0 he lost in the Supreme Court after he had ruined people's lives and bankrupted companies. Read the book License to Lie. This is who was going after your president. Whether you like Donald Trump or not, he is the duly elected president of the United States, and any honest American cannot sit idly by while bureaucrats, unelected bureaucrats, take on the presidency and try to destroy the will of the people. That's really what's at stake here. The president obviously pleased with the way Mueller's testimony fell apart throughout the day because it got worse. I want to go to Bite 1B, the president responding as he was headed towards Marine One to leave the son of the White House. 1B with the president.
Very good day today, the Republican Party, our country. There was no defense of what Robert Mueller was trying to defend, in all fairness to Robert Mueller. Whether his performance was a bad one or a good one, I think everybody understands that. I think everybody understands what's going on. There was no defense to this ridiculous hoax, this witch hunt that's been going on for a long time, pretty much from the time I came down on the escalator with our First Lady. And it's a disgrace what happened, but I think today proved a lot to everybody. In fact, some of my biggest opponents wrote things today that I wouldn't have believed they would have written, and I appreciate that they did that. This has been a very bad thing for our country. And despite everything we've been through, it's been an incredible 2.5 years for our country. The administration, our president, me, we've done a great job.
But despite his poor performance, Bob Mueller did lay out one other landmine, which makes no sense whatsoever, because when he closed the investigation, they said there were no further indictments coming, not now. There were no sealed indictments to come later. But then during the hearing yesterday, said the president could be indicted after he left the White House, which seemed like an odd thing to say. He was forced to clear up confusion as to why he didn't indict Trump in the first place. And that confusion left people wondering if he was actually in command of his thoughts. He clearly had not read the report. It was painfully obvious. He had not read the report. He was not in command of the subject matter at all. Bob Mueller did himself no favors. As I said, a man who has served this country very well over so many decades had a very tough day on Capitol Hill. This is why he didn't want to testify. And one of the other most telling moments is when he was asked about the 9 minutes that he appeared in front of reporters back in May, I believe it was, whether or not he wrote those remarks. He said, I don't want to get into that. Telling us that he didn't write those remarks. He didn't want to get into that. And he didn't want to testify because he had no command of the material. Bob Mueller had never actually read the report he put his name to. That's the takeaway. That's the number one takeaway. We have some more sound to get to after the break. And then Corey Lewandowski will join me here on the program. Corey mentioned yesterday the former campaign manager for Donald Trump, who Bob Mueller also seemed to be confused as to who he was or why it was important. Sad day. Tough day. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Hey parents, finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, a fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist.
But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.